All right, am I lagging?
Yo.
Hello? Am I the lag?
Go back.
No, you are fine.
No, you're fine.
No,
I'm
it's
fine?
Fine.
Yeah, it's
go
okay.
Go ahead.
You guys feeling me all right?
No, it's fine.
Shut up and do the podcast!
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pure Onage Podcast number 13. It's Sunday the 13th of November 2005, the most unlucky podcast episode we could ever possibly imagine. We're probably all going to die during this episode, so this is going to be a classic. Joining me today is Denwo. What's up, Denwo?
Hello there. Not much.
All right. With me today is also Ion Dragon. I'm drinking beer as well.
Can you finish wine?
You're drinking wine?
Yeah, I'm the rebel.
Yeah, so, Denwo, how about a manly hug while we drink our beer? Moving on.
This lag is about as useful as a chocolate fire guard.
And Denwo has left the building. He's probably going to sort out his gay connection. Who else is joining? I think that was Wyman. Wyman, did I spot your voice there?
Yep. What are you guys doing?
Representing the Netherlands, not only me, not only Wyman, also Scree. What's up, Scree?
Yeah. Good. Excellent.
Sometimes I get a bit depressed, and I just think of Scree and... You know, life just gets a lot better. Talking about good life, Sapphire is also our honorable guest for this episode. What's up, Sapphire?
Hey, not much. Just chilling out with you guys.
Craiglo is also joined us. What's up, Craiglo?
I'm tired.
Tired? Okay. Well, Ace of Spades is also here.
Inspiring words.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
See, that's all I ask. Someone to say, hey, how's it going? Aso, it's going great. So, how's Harry Potter doing?
He's doing alright. Getting a little bored of his new movie, because people are like, I'm in a whole new wave of being called Harry Potter again, but it's all cool.
The last person I want to introduce is Rod, who's a server admin here, so he's technically kind of hosting it. Are you there, Rod?
Yeah, what's up?
Yes, we are moving on in this unlucky podcast. Alright, so, last week's podcast is something I want to talk about. Last week was... probably one of the best podcast shows I've ever listened to, and it was done by Denwo. So I don't who here has listened to last week's podcast?
Me, and you've got a lot to live up to, baby.
Me.
You might lose your job.
I might be out of the job, indeed. That was a very British podcast last week, and it was amazing. Denwo, do you want to quote on that yourself?
He left the building in your own words. You said he left, and now you're talking to him.
Shit. I screwed up.
I
reconnected. Okay, put down the beer and step away from it, because at the end you're going to be slurring on the floor.
I'm here, but I can't hear much.
Okay, so, moving on. Okay. No, sorry, Denwo. Sorry, time's up. You had your chance. You had your moment of glory. I was going to let you shine, but no. I'm sorry. It's over. Alright, so we're moving on. Pure Onage podcast number 13. We've got some crazy news, haven't we? Scree, do you want to tell us about some crazy details that we've got to announce on a certain topic of world premieres?
Well, there is going to be a Pure Onage screening in the Netherlands. That's for sure now.
Whoa.
Yes, we're going to have, as you all know, probably, because it's on the latest news page of the Pure Onage website and on the forums, Kyle has organized a Pure Onage world premiere. It's going to take place in both Canada, England, and the Netherlands at roughly the same time. Scree and I have been asked to host this event in the Netherlands, and some fans are going to be helping us out. Namely, Wyman is also going to be helping us out. We've already set up the venue.
Yeah.
The website is also set up. You can find it at scree.airy.com, which I'll post on the website when this podcast is out, so that'll make life easier for you guys. Anyone in the channel can just check out the chat, because Scree just posted the link there. So we've set that up, and we've got a bar. So Scree, do you want to tell us a bit about what this world premiere is all about? What we're going to do in it?
Yeah, there is a bar. So, we're gonna drink.
I'm heading out to the one in Toronto myself. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, because this is the first time that we're gonna see, not only episode 9, because of course that's the first time, We're also going to see episodes 6 through 9 in high resolution version, because Kyle will be distributing 3 exclusive DVDs with the high res versions of the episodes, which we will be destroying after we've shown them. So no reproductions for you guys. But that's going to be a very cool event to look forward to. It's definitely a way forward for Pure Onage. So, everyone's very lively here. Could everyone please be a bit more quiet? Because I can't hear my own voice. Alright, so moving on.
But you hear the second voice. Do we like listening to it?
Oh, well, okay. I mean, that's reason enough.
The last podcast, you've learned sarcasm.
Oh, shit. So, alright, what else have we got in this endless, bottomless pit of silence known as the Pure Onage Podcast? Well, we've got some forum news for you guys. Those of you who frequent the forums on a daily basis might or probably have already noticed that there are 2 new sections up. Denwo, I'm afraid, has left. He was going to tell us a bit about these new sections. But I'm afraid it's up to me now. Unless, of course, Wyman wants to fill us in on this, but because, I mean, he's gotta have seen this new shit. I'm curious as to how many posts he's already set on these new sections.
But, yeah, I think it's like, it's nice and everything, but it kind of interrupts my post behavior, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, they kind of move, like, the general discussion all the way down. And general discussion used to be, you know, it used to be like 30 active friends. The same time, it was crazy. Now and then I talked a bit with some inches about it, and he was like, yeah, well, forum activity is increasing, you know. And I was like, right. So, but I think this new setup is pretty cool. It's like we got go gaming in general and some other stuff. It's, well, pretty much what most professional forums look like. Well, yeah, well, I'm really happy with it. Mats did a great job at all the less important stuff is all the way down the bottom.
Yeah, basically all of the forum sections have been kind of thrown around. So we got the show at top and gaming, lol, in center, and other stuff down below, which is pretty cool. You know, I mean, I think this will definitely kind of take the emphasis on the general discussion section off it, so we might not have as much spamming on that thread.
Bam.
Might make life a bit easier. But something I think you, I don't know if you guys have seen that this, yes or no, if you guys check out the gaming and other stuff sections, you'll see that there are 2 new sections there. One is Pure Onage Clan, the other one is Art. Yeah, these are new. Isn't that just cool? Pure Onage Clan is hosted by, or moderated by Denwo, and it's all about the Pure Onage Clan. And we got some people from the Pure Onage Clan right here. I don't know if these guys, I believe they had some news to announce. Ion Dragon, are you there?
Indeed I am.
Alright, so what do you want to tell us about this Pure Onage Clan forum, and maybe some news about Pure Onage Clan?
Well, there's lots of things to say, so I'll try and keep it short. Pure Onage Clan forum section is going to try and make it lots of fun. We're going to have news about the clan and what's going on, competitions, loads and loads of random stuff, and I also want to hear from everyone in that particular section of the forum about general feelings about the clan, Counter-Strike Source, what you want to see the clan about, just anything you have on your mind, because at the moment it's a bit quiet. So I want to try and like utilize the power of Wyman and his intense posting, and everyone else, you just take him as a role model. That'd be cool. Thanks for that. In other news, Pure Onage clan related, Craglow raped the applications. Lovely Craglow. So all applications that
were... It was the server, not me.
Okay.
Andy's in denial.
Yeah.
Really big denial.
Well, he's had a rough week. Fuck, I got distracted. Anyway, For anyone who doesn't know, Kraglow had the first noob match in regards to the Pyrenees clan. Basically, where two people face off, and the loser has to wear the tag noob at the end of their name for a week. So that's Kraglow. If you want to laugh at him, feel free. Also, we are applications are open again. There are a couple of requirements this time, and if you read before applying, that'll help lots, because then we won't have to tell you that you're not in. Also, there's the Pyrenees Clan Radio, which is currently down because we're cheap and poor, and we can't really afford the hosting, which was free, and it's been cut off from free, so if anyone wants to donate that to us, that'd be lovely. But once that's back up, clan members going to be given the opportunity to DJ and put other random stuff on. What else was I saying? Acer or Cracklo, back me up. Gone.
I'd just like to remind people not to apply twice because it really screws up everything. I'm looking at you, Silverblade.
Owned.
Off topic, someone's recording.
Yeah, I kicked him already.
Alright.
That reminds me. Sorry to interrupt, one more thing. The clan tags, we're going through a little trial of testing the new ones out, seeing if that helps, because recently we had complaints about them being too long. So we are changing them temporarily to this, see if it works out, see what everyone thinks. Also, in your application, if you could just check, if you got one from, that's what I'm going to say, if you got one from a thing about from Kraglow,
yeah.
Anyone in the EU?
Thank you. Anyone in the EU got an application sent back to you by Kraglow. He sucks, and he forgot to put the extra bit at the end. So basically, we're going to be. If you look on the main page and click roster, you'll find yourself in the squad. Where you are in the clan, and if you could just edit that thing.
Yeah, I'm in the Anastasia squad.
Are you? So yeah. You are!
Yeah! Yeah, woo! Really.
Cool. So as an example, Vimon would have at the end of his name, he would have bracket, A, dash, and because he's in squad 1, number 1, end bracket, you see. I'm done now.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You gave me a line back there about utilizing the power of Wyman.
Indeed. He's a force to be reckoned with, I warn you. Don't mess with him.
Yeah, do you realize what disastrous interdimensional powers you are trying to use here?
Yes, I am.
The fate of the world is in your hands.
Does anyone mind if I kick Hero? Cool, cheers. Yeah, so, thanks, Wyman, and your incredible posting skills.
Well, you guys haven't seen my ratios or anything on CS, you know? I guess. No, it's not too bad or something. It's like, I'm an average guy on CS, but other stuff, like forums, well, get the idea.
You've got ultimate power, Wyman. Ultimate power. Alright, so moving on. That was pure Onyx news. Yes, I fear you every day. Every day I wake up crying. Crying from the nightmares of Wyman.
I eat babies. Oh, no.
You eat babies. That is the introduction.
No.
Yes, that is now the intro for this week's Pure Onyx podcast. Yeah. So... moving on, that was Pure Onyx news. This is gaming news. In gaming news today, Xbox 360 will have the ability to be backwards compatible with over 200 Xbox games. Yay! Quake 4 has been announced to be released alongside 360 launch. Sony BMG, Wyman, do you want to talk about Sony BMG? This doesn't, like, entirely kind of come in with gaming news, but I'll get back to that later. Wyman, do you want to fill us in on what's going on with Sony?
Well, Sony, they, for some reason, all of their CDs, they're, well, pretty much selling, and I know a lot about the music industry, but Tony's been doing that, well, it appears. And so on every CD you put it in your PC, fortunately none of your PlayStation, it uses a, what's that stuff called? It's pretty much a hacker technique. It's spyware. No, it's, well, oh, I'm just reading some stuff up here, and, well, it pretty much it violates your privacy right, you know? Yeah. I haven't read it really a lot, but I just hate spyware. I mean, I've battled love.com for almost... And, well, I hate spyware, and therefore I now officially hate Sony.
Alright, yeah, we all hate spyware. Pure Onage Podcast does not officially hate Sony because we want to avoid any legal shit whatsoever. We're not entirely unfamiliar with Sony BMG's legal department here at Pure Onage Podcast ourselves. So, yeah, let's keep neutral about this. How does this tie into gaming news? Oh, no, that's no problem. I mean, you can say that you think they suck. I mean, I think they suck, too, but Pure Onage Podcast thinks they are okay. how does this... Yeah. uneasy laugh. Yeah. So how does this tie in with gaming news? Well, Blizzard, who you might know from such games as Warcraft, World of Warcraft, their level of gayness is still in dispute. They were quite pissed off with Sony because it turns out that their software was being used by cheaters to kind of bypass their own little anti-cheat program what they got in World of Warcraft. You simply have to, like, add, I think, one line of code to your cheats, and it would automatically use Sony BMG's software to kind of mask the cheats from World of Warcraft's anti-cheat program. So this is really, shit has literally hit the fan here.
Well said.
So yeah.
Also, ignore what I said about tags temporarily.
Alright, so in other gaming news, this is actually what you guys will find quite interesting is that anyone familiar with the fact that there is a Half-Life 2 expansion coming out called Aftermath will be not pleased to hear that it won't be coming out until 2006. So it was supposed to come out this month. I was looking forward to it, but it's not coming out this year. It's been postponed for a few months. They haven't set a new date for it, so this is kind of gay. I don't know what you guys think about this. Any Half-Life 2 fans out here?
Yeah, I'm a big Half-Life 2 fan, man. I have read a lot about, well, what Aftermath is about. I'm really curious, well, especially about the stalker things, you know? I saw them in Half-Life 2, and I was like, whoa, those things are really cool. But they have really buggy AI and stuff, so you can do a lot with them. But I am really looking forward to Aftermath. I'm kind of wondering what you're supposed to do. I mean, you've probably all seen the end, and, well, that's pretty much the end, and it's not like, oh, I'm going back in the Citadel and kill lots of Combine soldiers, but apparently it's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Anyone else got some comments?
No one else has played Half-Life 2 in this channel, yes.
Half-Life 2 is like, alright.
Can't wait for Half-Life 3.
Alright, Servant 2, you wanted to talk a bit about Half-Life 2?
Yeah.
Well,
you do it
I've been a fan of Half-Life 2.
I just have one request. If you could do it in an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice.
Okay. Alright, I've been a fan of Half-Life 2 since the start. And this Aftermath expansion is like the best thing that's come along. And what I've seen what Wayman said was right, that the Stalkers are very heavy AI. And you know that like I'm going to kill them and go to Joppa and just kill them all. And if you play as Alex, like I can be like a Joppa commander and I can kill them all. So yeah. good job, everybody.
That was awesome.
Excellent, excellent.
But the thing is that I don't have any shotgun, so just level a little bit and give me a machine gun so I can take him out with 9mm bullet.
9mm bullet.
Yeah, that's right.
Alright, so...
Okay, what I really meant to say was that, well, the expansion pack is coming out. I mean, that's Valve for you, right? Like, they always delay everything, so there's Valve for you. And, well, I mean, when it comes out, like, it should be pretty good. I mean, I heard that rumors were going to play as Alex, but I haven't looked into that carefully. But it should be pretty good. I mean, it's single player, right? And Half-Life 2 single player next to Quake 4 and Doom 3 was the best single player experience I've ever had. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so I think that actually confirmed that you play as Alex. At least that's the impression I got.
Woot.
Yeah.
Yeah, woot.
And,
I mean,
well,
Alex is hot.
Like what I think is if you play as Alex, right, and that explosion happened, just like, wait, man, okay, spoiler alert, if you haven't played Half-Life 2, don't listen to the end right now, so... Okay, and okay, after the explosion happened, I think, Gordon, like, takes Alex with him and then goes with the G-Man, and something happens.
No.
Like...
No,
she well,
just
I mean,
survived,
she's,
you know?
She's gonna die, right?
No, I think Gordon is gonna have lots of sex.
Sure. So how does...
Or, like, just make babies.
Yeah. You play as Alex's baby.
Oh, Jesus. So,
on that, babies for dinner.
Thank you, Arnold. The launch date for that game, I have found out, is circle around February/March 2006. So, let's all look forward to that and be heavily disappointed when it gets postponed to December 2006. I heard rumors say that Doug Lombardi was eating a pizza and it fell on the computer and all the code was wiped. So that might have been a reason for the delay of Half-Life 2 Aftermath. Going back to the piece on Sony, Wyman has a little update for us. Wyman, do you have an update?
Well, yeah. It's like, I just found this stuff on Filefront. It's like, it's pretty much a skin this guy has been working on for 6 months, it says. Kind of lost the link, but I still remember it. And it's, well, hold your horses, guys. It's a nude Alex skin.
I've seen one that came out a couple of months ago. But it was, I mean, it was okay. But if, it was pretty good.
This one's new. I haven't seen or downloaded it at all. I mean, I just claimed that, but I heard it's pretty good.
But there's the actual... There's a utility in the game where you could increase the size of her melons, which is pretty good.
Wow.
Hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, we know you get off to that.
No, I don't, actually.
What about the size
I
of your
hate
ass?
GTA San Andreas. Well, we know you get off on that, but no, probably not.
I have no comment whatsoever on that subject. I will not deny nor confirm getting off on the size of asses. Big asses, be it small asses. So, yeah, let's move on. Do we have anyone in here who plays World of Warcraft?
Me. Kinda.
Kinda.
Indeed.
Well, as I mentioned earlier to the guys who are doing this, there's a game coming out, a new MMO, which might be a competitor for World of Warcraft, called Dungeons & Dragons Online. Some subtitle is attached to it, but I can't remember what that was. So what do you guys think of that?
Well, World of Warcraft has like really screwed me over, and as long as it's not made by Blizzard or Sony, I'll give it a shot. Because Sony's Star Wars Galaxies, I now hate with the most deep passion, and Blizzard are kind of like being gay at the moment. So yeah, as long as it's not made by those two, I might give it a chance. Except that I will probably get loads of people like Emo Swee and that kind of people going around being gay on it because it's Dungeons and Dragons, or like 40-year-old really fat sweaty people who wear gimp masks like Graglo and stuff. So yeah, it'll either be really good or a complete and utter letdown.
I'm not that old. I'm not even old.
How's your Pyrrhonid Shoulder Shop parody going on? Like, I want to see more episodes, man. I want to see episode one.
Lol.
Oh, shit. No comment.
Who knows?
The people who listened to the last podcast?
No, but seriously, Scree, you did some pretty good work in the fan art section. I mean, good for you, man. Do you even have the sheet music for the Pyrrhonid, the piano when you played the theme? Or, I mean, I feel like owning Noobs sheet music so I can play on my trumpet. That'd be really cool.
Well, I posted that one some time ago. It should be somewhere on the forum. I'll seek the link for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, that would be really awesome, you know, so I really like to play the solo on my guitar. So. What? I play guitar.
Wee Man plays the guitar? Well, what do you do, like 100 strings per second?
No.
What's your, well, like your beat, your hit?
What? No, let's just skip this one, shall we?
No, actually, you know what? Let's talk about it. Yeah.
All right.
Actually, you know what? It's a good discussion.
I posted the link.
Cool. Hey, it's a .mid file. I can put it on my cell phone.
Yeah.
So, Kestrel had something to say, but I'm not sure what he wanted to talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure, man. You guys were talking about Dungeons & Dragons Online earlier.
Yeah.
Just for example, if you guys want to check that out, they have a beta at FilePlanet, and I hear it is supposed to be good as World of Warcraft, probably like a competitor, of course. But I'm willing to take a look at it and buy it.
Yeah, I mean, Dungeons & Dragons, as far as I know, it's no, like, small cookie. It's, like, pretty big. It's like, decades old, and, you know, it's kind of, like, laid the foundations for most RPGs out there. So this has got to be something worth checking out.
Yeah. Yeah, but another thing is that I believe this is the first Dungeons & Dragons, based game, but Dungeons & Dragons online game. For a massively online multiplayer, right?
Yeah, it is. So I'm looking forward to checking that out.
I do have some questions, though. Do they? Do you know anything about it, or should I bypass my questions?
Well, I've read a little bit about it. Well, I don't know if I can answer your question, perhaps.
For Dungeons & Dragons Online Stormreach, would they have, like, you know, your artesian ship or, you know, like, stuff you can do. Like, specializations. I'm not one for words, but, you know, understand what I'm talking about?
Are you referring to, like, professions and stuff, or classes, or...
Yes, profession. That's right.
Well, I'm not so sure about class or professions. I haven't really read anything about that. So I don't know. I do know I can mention, I don't know if anyone wants to know about the classes that are in the game. Where is it? Which I can mention, which seem kind of interesting.
I see. I found the page, and I believe it's a stress test. And if you all want to do that, just go check out FilePlanet.com. They should have the Dungeons & Dragons ad on the main page, and it should be planted right there for you to check out. So if you're interested, go check that out.
Is that for everyone?
Well, only it says only FilePlanet subscribers, but if you're a FilePlanet subscriber, it's great to try. And usually after a week or so, after they're done stress testing for the subscribers, they'll allow it for the regular accounts.
That would be cool. That would be really cool. Thanks for that. Because this is really cool. I didn't know they had like a beta out, so this is excellent.
No problem. No problem.
And on the subject of the classes, we've got, well, they call it professions in this title, and there's 9 to choose from. That's a barbarian, a bard, a cleric, fighter, paladin, ranger, rogue, sorcerer, and wizard. So that's pretty cool. Now, that's all we've got in terms of gaming news. But of course, there's one topic of discussion which we never stop talking about, and that's the forums. We already actually kind of addressed the forums a bit earlier on. Everyone loves the forums. So what's been going on lately, guys?
Some stuff.
Alright, so...
Yeah, obviously.
What's been going on in the forums is there's been some stuff going on. This was Pure Onions Podcast number 13. Thanks for joining us, and oh wait, Dana's got a pretty good one.
Did you just end it?
No, that was sarcasm.
Did you just end? No. Sarcasm is a change of the voice.
You got a link where I can download?
Never right, mind. that was a joke, Ion. I'm sorry for offending you. I'm sorry, please.
No, sorry, I'm just getting pissed off. Can I say one thing?
One thing.
Crackler,
if it's more than one thing, you know what, where you can go if it's more than one thing.
To my love shack?
To your love shack.
I
love shack.
Still am returning my game
to love shack. Sorry, dude. Ronald Schwarzenegger in the wash.
You can't wash it! You can't wash it. It'll shrink and I'll get suffocated.
Wow, this podcast is deteriorating faster and faster.
Alright, so...
to bring up the conversation there, Dear Loco, sorry to interrupt you. Well, yeah, I'll be heading off to the Pure Onage Toronto meet, because I'm in Toronto, and I will meet Kyle and everybody else. So if anybody has any messages for me to deliver, I'm not sure if Sapphire is actually going, because... she lives on the east coast of Canada, and I actually live in Toronto. Maybe she's stuck in Bull, maybe she's not. I don't know.
Well, she said she was going earlier.
I'm actually flying there, and I am going to go.
Are you... Okay, so me and you can hook up then.
Oh, really?
Literally.
What do you mean?
Yeah, really.
Goddamn!
Boy, you're going to go, right? I mean, I heard that the seating tickets were 850 people. And Bushin was really nice. Like, I've been there once, I think. And it's pretty old. I mean, it's 100 years, almost to the year, well, to the 1905. And, yeah, the reason why they're going over there, because independent films are showcased there. It's not like a big movie theater. It'll be a good experience. I mean, like, my friend is going with me, and he's like, all I want to do is, like, pop Doug in the head.
Wow, I hate your friend already.
Yeah, I'm going there just to meet them, so. And I want to see episode 9.
That's what I meant to say. Can I say something else about the clan and stuff? I can't believe I'm saying that and stuff. Okay, well, there has been a little project going on in the clan, Operation Cheese Nipples.
Now, right now you're thinking, what the hell is that bastard on about? Because that makes as much as... What? Yeah, usually I talk shit, so my bad. Anyway, Operation Cheese Nipples is going to be fun. Basically, it's machismo, or whatever the... However the hell you're going to pronounce it. A bit like Red vs. Blue, but machinima. Better. Machinima, thank you. Sounds like machu... Anyway, it's a in-game classic source movie that we're... we're going to be taking away the showman's voice. No, we're doing filming. More posts are going to be going up on the forums. No thanks, Dina. I'm editing. That's my little job. So, yeah, it's going to be a comedy, and we haven't given him what I needed yet. So, in other words, if you guys are interested in being in a movie, don't MSN me. MSN's now talking every time I log on, so just post on Pure Energy Clan forums.
Alright, I'll get on and that as soon as possible.
If anyone needs a Glock, just ask.
Yes. That's basically what the whole thing's going to be centered around. The whole trailer, I won't give it away, but it involves... And we're shouting at people, and lots of Glocks.
And we have Easter eggs, too, including FPS Jimmy.
Oh, no.
Ruin the Easter eggs. Mind, congratulations.
It's not even Easter!
I'll be honest with Nigga the host, and I'll start my own segment of owning noobs. Like, get to the chopper style. Actually, no. That's not what I really wanted to do, but it...
We need to find a map of the helicopter.
Yeah, everybody, make the machinima get to the chopper, everybody!
Just have to watch out for
anyway,
me.
Anyway, on a different note, regarding Operation Cheese Nipples, there will be opportunities for people if they don't necessarily want to star, as in... Bear in mind, this is the thing that some people don't seem to understand, and they get bored very quickly. To make this movie, you have to be fucking patient, because there is literally so much stuff to do. There's going to be lots of standing there and waiting around for a bit, and watching other people do stuff for an hour and a half, and then you get to do something that lasts for an hour, which is just me talking, telling you what to do, you do it, and you screw it up, and we do it all over again, lots of times. And there'll be opportunity for people who can't be bothered to do that to do some voice acting, where you just act using your voice, as the title disclaims. So, yeah.
Wow.
On a side note.
Oh, really?
anybody have any predictions for episode 9?
Yeah, really.
I have a prediction. It's going to be Pure Onage.
I bet it
oh,
is.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Obviously. Orally? What?
Yeah, really.
Maybe he's gonna, I'm going to predict that Doug is going to be converted into MMO Doug, and that he will be playing World of Warcraft, which will be scary.
No,
I
predict. What I think is, from taking the basic knowledge of all the episodes before it, is that Doug is going to start the Master training, and he's going to be actually... Instead of playing like FPS, he's gonna play like other games as Jeremy, and the other prediction is that he's gonna actually start the game army. That's Jeremy, what's his name? Dave is gonna get laid.
I know. Twice. He's gonna run. He's gonna run against Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Two bitches. He's gonna get laid by two bitches at the same time. And I'm going to be there to watch and take him out after he lands.
If you guys put your minds back to the Pure Onage voice chat thingy we had like years ago, before the war, Kyle mentioned that episode 9 probably would be
porno.
So I think someone requested porno.
Yeah, that was me. Oh, no. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
And why would you be the main star? He's actually renamed his he will be acting under his pseudonym Wang Man. And I can't wait to see that. Really, that's some hardcore action kinda... on there.
Any more other opinions of
what do you think you guys were going to get mentioned in the episodes like Scream, Denwell, and Cash Machine, the last one? I mean, they obviously have to say like, oh, the local you are.
They might. I mean,
who knows?
They did in episode 8. Yeah, who knows? That's the thing. Even you might be mentioned, we man. Who knows?
Yeah, I can already bet money on that. Actually, I got a kind of a note.
You're pro at posting.
RuneScape Doug. Yeah, Ace of Spades gets 10 points for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, word on the street. I got a news update for you guys on the forums. Wyman's poll or Wyman's post count speed is up to 20.12 posts per day.
What?
Holy!
It is
really?
Oh, wow.
Right. Spam!
So much for having a hard time adjusting to the new forum setup.
That's all right. It makes him royalty because he's the spam king.
Hey, now we have a guy called PC
I don't
as fuck.
Any comment on that, really.
And he said, "Not the loco, no." I hope he has a German accent.
I get the feeling he doesn't like you.
Doesn't like me? What's there to like about me in the first place?
It's FPS Jimmy.
Oh my god!
The real question is, what's not to like about you, DeLoco? Come on, man.
Oh.
Well,
Shervin, I like you because you have the ultimate Arnold Schwarzenegger accent. I believe your name is Arnold.
Thank you very much.
No problem, Arnie. Yes. So, how is California doing?
Shervin has the best avatar.
Here's a history, brief history about my Arnold accent. It was first started as a joke 1 month ago in the TS. And since then, it's grown, and it's... I've owned 20 noobs with it so far. And they're... And if you guys listen to the Pure Orange Radio, I've actually done brief
jingle
moments where little jingles like
get to the chopper and just start listening to Pure Orange Clan Radio and don't change that dial.
Best one he is this is Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California. Do not change the dial and you're listening to Pure Orange Radio or I'll kill you. Ow. Anyway,
that's it.
Really, really dying now.
So yeah, if I continue doing that, we'll get ratings up on millions. Hopefully, Ion. Is that right?
I'm straight.
I mean, we.
So I have a little request.
But on another note,
I have a request
on 80. That would be great.
Shervin 2. I have a request. Could you announce Pure Onage podcast in your Arnold Schwarzenegger accent? Like something like you're listening to Pure Onage podcast.
You're listening to Pure Onage podcast, and keep listening for future updates of Pure Onage. Wow!
Onage Arnold.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you.
One last thing.
You
end this.
Listening to Pure Onage podcast.
What? Sorry.
Yeah. One last thing. On the forums and general discussion, there's a new member called Boise Ganglions or something, and he has made a thread called Bane the Bastard, and he asks, why do people keep putting that as an option in polls?
Well, it started as a joke.
I'm gonna blame this noob.
Well, we met you do that all the time, so. It started as a joke. Actually, it was a joke by him. He put it on because it sounded really good. Like, yes, no, Bane the Bastard.
DeLoco, you are.
The real question is, what's not to like about you, DeLoco? Come on, man.